Is there any point in learning how to code when I can just use the source code from another app? I saw this question online and knew I had to say something about it. The simple answer is yes, it is very worthwhile to learn how to code, and for many reasons. But my reasons might surprise you. We live in a more open world than ever before, where information is freely available, and even more important, it's easy to find. When I was in school, one of my teachers told me that while it was good to know facts, it was even more important to know how to find answers. Because if you know how to find answers, then you'll be able to do things you've never done before. There was no internet back then, and you'd be lucky if the answer to some complicated electronics design or math problem was available in a library. The best you could hope for was a description of a similar problem that could be adapted. It would take a huge effort to find even that. And that's where general knowledge and facts could really help. If you already knew the answer or the technique to find the answer, then you didn't have to go hunting for it. But still, there will always be some problem that goes beyond our existing knowledge. And that's why the ability to find answers is ultimately the more important skill. Things are much easier, but no different today. With just a few carefully chosen keywords, it's possible to find relevant information that comes from anywhere in the world. And you can do all this with just a smartphone from almost anywhere. I can definitely understand where this question comes from. I sometimes wonder if I would feel differently had I grown up with such amazing access to information. Would I stop to even think about it at all? With instant access to practically any programming solution you could ever need, I think there's something bigger to be gained by learning how to code, something that goes beyond the obvious answers. It's even possible nowadays to get custom answers done for you. You don't even need to bother at all with finding an answer. All you have to do is ask. You can ask for other people to do your homework for you and solve your work assignments for you. And you know what? You'll likely get an answer. Is this right? Is this fair? Another obvious answer is that it's cheating, or it's stealing, or it breaks copyright laws. But I think there's an even more important reason to learn how to code for yourself. I'll explain more right after this message from our sponsor. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to the number 44222 now. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. Imagine for a moment we're not talking about programming, but writing. Just plain and simple fiction writing. You can walk into a library and have access to all kinds of stories. If you know what to look for, you'll be able to find examples of similar stories that you want to write. It's been said that if you want to write a story, don't worry about coming up with a unique plot or story. They've all been written. Magic, spells, monsters. How many books actually invent a new type of creature? How many instead take existing ideas and creatures and combine them in slightly different ways? So if everything's already been written about and most new books just spin a slightly different tale, then do authors try to just copy paragraphs from other books? Do authors start by copying chapters and then modifying them so they're not accused of plagiarism? And what about self-plagiarism? Is it wrong to start with somebody else's work, but okay to start with your own previous work? And where's the line drawn? Is it necessary to actually highlight other work and copy and then paste it? What if you start with a clean page and type some other work from memory? Is that still plagiarism? To me, the whole issue of where some code originally comes from is a distraction. I read a lot of stories and write a lot of code. If I sit down to write a story, even from scratch, is it really unique, or have I been influenced by everything I've read? And if I write some code, is it really unique, or has it been influenced by all the code I've seen online, read in books, reviewed from colleagues, or even written myself years or just months ago? To me, it doesn't matter if a programmer starts by copying code found online, or even if the programmer asks somebody else to write the code to meet specific assignment requirements. Programming is a journey, just like writing a novel is a journey. Unless you can find, copy, paste, and claim for your own the complete and final product and skip the journey completely, then where you get bits and pieces from doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it'll never be enough to actually complete anything. In order to put the pieces together into a final product that works well together, you're going to have to know how to program. Just like you need to know how to write in order to put story fragments together into a novel. So instead of trying to convince you to learn how to program by appealing to your morals, or your sense of pride, or even your fear of infringing on somebody else's copyright, I'll say this. You need to know how to program because that's the only way you'll be able to put it all together. Thank you for listening. Do you have a question that you'd like me to answer? Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and you'll find a form that you can use to submit your question.